Well, it was another winner yesterday, Brad Davison.
Just another winner.
Just another winner. Only $3.80 this time. Oh. We're getting greedy now, aren't we? G'day, Brad.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, we're very well. Not as happy as the listeners who have got on the tip, which
well
is
done,
good.
Mate.
Chris Wallace got a couple of Japanese horses that he's nominated for the championships amongst a host of internationals.
Yeah, there's 41 international nominations for the championships out yesterday. And then Chris Wallace, a couple of Japanese horses, Admire Winner and Satono Arazin, supposed to be here towards the end of the autumn carnival. So we'll keep an eye on them. But there were 41 international nominations for the championships, 1,454 nominations overall, up 5% on last year. Interesting to see that there was no polarisation or Big Duke in the Sydney Cup. So not sure what happened with polarisation there, but won't be defending his crown in the Sydney Cup. I know Big Duke, but very good nominations all round for the championships and continues to grow each and every year.
Yep, we just got to get him here. That's the big thing. And any further word, Brad, or confirmation that Single Gaze will go to Japan and then be eventually mated with Deep Impact?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on that one. Yeah. But, like you said, read the championships. Just got to get him here now. That's the next big thing. Of course, Charlie Appleby said he's already come in, bringing a couple here. So we'll hope that a few join him on the plane and we get good international presence at the big carnival this year.
Well, let's hope they come because he gets very lonely at Canterbury all by himself there, Charlie, as well. So the country championships, Don't Give a Damn and Cope Lukewak.
Yeah, they're having jump outs at Goulburn this morning. I spoke to Danny Williams on Sunday and asked him how Don't Give a Damn come through that first up Rose Hill win. He said he's come through it and just gone on and on. And he says he just continues to do that every start through class preparation. He expects it to be the same. And Kopi Luwak, he's recovered after hitting his head on the track at going to Randwick last Wednesday. So he had to be a late scratching there, unfortunately. But they're both heading towards that Goulburn qualifier on, not this weekend, the weekend after. So, yeah, obviously Don't Give a Damn will be an odds-on favourite there. Be extremely hard to beat, but really interesting to see how Kopi Luwak can go as well after a couple of little setbacks.
Chautauqua going for a fourth straight TJ, so comes back with some other horses that are trialling on Thursday, including Esther Jarb, which is third favourite in the Golden Slipper at present at tab.com.au at $11.
Yeah, pretty good set of trials at Warwick Farm this Thursday. Obviously, Chautauqua's going to be there. Fox Play, Egg Tart, Esther Jarb among the nominations for the trials. So he had Wayne Hawks on Sky Thoroughbred Central during the Canterbury coverage last Friday night, and he said Chautauqua was looking at $1 million. He's really come back well, and he gave a nice little push about Esther Jarb as well. Said she's got to go on and do it again, but they were very taken by her debut win and the times were there to back it up. So they've got a bit of a, I think that the price for her is about right for the Golden Slipper, and I think she's going to step out in a couple of weeks and we'll get a better picture of where she sits in the Golden Slipper.
Yeah, sure. Look forward to that. And Apollo Stakes, now we've got a betting race on our hands.
What, the jump out?
Yeah, well that's it, isn't it?
No, not the jump out.
Winks. It means that we've got to do the form for the race now. Addictive Nature, the $4.50 favourite at this stage ahead of coming through at $5. A bit surprised to see Addictive Nature favourite, to be honest. I thought he was a bit plain first up and surprised he's gone up favourite. But we'll wait for the acceptance to come out on Wednesday and should be a good race. Like you said, Winks is obviously, we'd love to have her there, but her not being there definitely opens the race up and means that it's a good betting race.
No tips today, mate. You're resting on your laurels.
We'll be putting the week into Warwick Farm tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll have a few there, I'm sure, but nothing for today.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Cheers, guys.